This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
The Liberty. Thanks for joining us. Hour two. We are live 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, are you sick and tired of being sick and tired of being browbeaten? Because I'm telling you what, friends, that's what it's all about. Accusing the others of what they're guilty of. And what are they doing? They're tearing down the laws that keep you free. It's just really, truly that simple. When you read Exodus 23, the Lord said, "Thou shalt make no covenant with them, nor with their gods," their idolatry, themselves. It's the oldest sin in the book. Verse 32. Verse 33, "They shall not dwell in thy land, lest they make thee sin against me by tolerating them. For if thou serve their gods, it will surely be a snare unto thee." When you look at the word snare, it means a noose around your neck. There'll be a thorn in your side. It's exactly what they're doing, friends. That was hour one. Check it out. Also want to get over to Global Warming Hoax Exposed, From Bad to Worse. I'm going to play some audio here, folks. It's just so... You're almost embarrassed for them until you see what they're guilty of. They're not ashamed of what they advocate, friends. So you're ashamed for them. But you know what? You've heard that saying that, listen, they dug the hole, they can fall into it. That's one of these shows. And the fact of the matter is, if they don't want to fall into the hole, then they need to get rid of the shovel. And they're not willing to get rid of that shovel. They seem to go on unabashed about their stupidities that they carry on their whore's forehead. And by the way, this is all scriptural. But I want you to listen to the Global Warming Hoax Exposed, From Bad to Worse. This is Al Gore. The future, friends, and the survival of the United States of America as we know it, it's at risk, said Al. He said it's at risk. The survival of the United States of America as we know it is at risk. Oh, tell me it's not so, Alfred. Come on! And even more, said Al, if more should be required, the future of human civilization, it's at stake. Friends, it's at stake. Notice the tone. Necessity. Fear. Emergency. Sound familiar? William Pitt the Younger said, necessity is the plea for every infringement of human freedom. Well, it's the argument of tyrants. It is the creed of slaves. Yep. You know, when I hear the deep concerns of those who are fear-mongering on the behalf of ill-designing men, read John 8:44, concerning the topics that they are in fact creating, global warming is created, for what purpose? To merely add more tax to further oppress you and to control the people. Now, I have to say it's astounding to the degree and to the lengths that men will go to control the lives of other men. Read John 8:33. Let me put that into perspective because I can hear some uneducated, biblical, illiterate say to me, well, Bradley, what does John 8:33 have to do with it? Well, it was the Pharisees saying that they were Abraham's seed. They belonged to God. Yeah, but also keep in mind, friends, they were in bondage to the Romans. And they said that they were enslaved to no man when in fact they were totally enslaved. Now, one of these topics, friends, that they're attempting to use to enslave is global warming. Now, I got to just say this. Give me a break. I mean, folks, what did the Lord do before these propagandists arrived on the scene? What did he do? I got to know. Well, I'll tell you. Because Scripture tells us, everything has been in perfect flow as created for over 6,000 years now. And for some reason or another, we're now being told that everything on this earth is somehow now changing and must be quickly addressed. Or else. When you go over to Proverbs, the Bible is clear that we are not to be given to change. 24:21, Proverbs. What does it say, Bradley? It says this: My son, fear thou the Lord, filial, not diabolical, and the king, and meddle not with them that are given to change. If the Lord is telling you not to give or meddle over to those and with those that are given to change, you might want to understand the Lord also said, I am the Lord thy God, I change not, in Malachi 3:6 and in Hebrews 13:8, it says, I am the Lord thy God, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. So what's changed, man? And what are they trying to do now? Well, they're trying to, friends, get you to believe the new emergency, the new necessity. Now, you better hurry up and do it or else. Or else what? Oh, who knows? Or else what? When you look at guys like Al Gore and the things that this guy has said, and by the way, this mainstream media as well, first they talk about an ice age that's in front of us, and then 20 years later they want you to forget about what they told you 20 years previously to what they're now telling you 20 years later. Now we got a global warming issue. Wait a second, what is it? You told us 20 years ago to be careful. And we have a lot to worry about because of the ice age. And now you're talking about the global warming. Whoa! You know, it reminds me of those evolutionists that talk about how we've been created from monkeys. You know, professing themselves to be wise, they become fools, friends. Have you ever noticed their inconsistencies? And they want to tell you what happened 125 million years ago and 10 million years ago and 65 million years ago and 1 million years ago and, you know, 1 million years ago. And it's crazy. They're so inconsistent. It's because they're confused, and yet they want you to believe their theory that somehow that nothing created everything. It's just, they want you to believe it. Isaiah 5:20. And they don't want you questioning the narrative. And if you dare do, man, we're going to come after you. Hey, folks, again, what did the Lord do before these global warmists arrived on the scene? 6,000 years goes by, perfect flow. And now all of a sudden that they're on the scene. Somehow now everything's changing and must be quickly addressed. Well, Scripture already told us that God is not given to change. Ecclesiastes 1 through verse 4. One generation passeth away, and another generation cometh, but the earth abideth forever. Hey, folks, let's go back just a little bit. I'm going to play some audio for you in just a couple minutes. Do you remember when Washington's con men and con women were attempting to throw global warming onto Americans? Do you remember that? I'm going to leave you with that question. I'm going to get you right back when we pick up on the other side of this segment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Be right back.
The Sons and Daughters of Liberty. I know you've heard that name before, but who are they and what does that have to do with the Sons of Liberty? The Sons and Daughters of Liberty are a group of faithful men and women who have decided to do something about the problems that we see in America today. They are those who have made it a point to faithfully support our ministry on a monthly basis. They have said, I am tired of hearing about all the problems. It's time for me to be a part of the answers. They choose whatever level of giving is right for them and are consistently part of a team that is reaching this nation with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you can be a part of it too. How do you join the team? Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button. There are different levels of membership for you to choose from, or you can create your own and plug in the amount that's right for you. Join today and have the satisfaction of knowing that you're doing your part to create a better future for tomorrow and our posterity. We thank God for each and every one of our faithful supporters and hope that you will join together with us to restore this nation back unto Christ, the only hope for America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0744. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, my name is Terry, and I am a daughter of Liberty. I've been listening to Bradley Dean on sonsoflibertyradio.com now for about 6 months. Bradley has inspired me for the first time in my life to stand up for godly principles upon which this country was founded. He has reminded me that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Thank you, Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Talking about global warming hoax exposed, going from bad to worse. Talking about Alfred Gore. This lunatic is what he is. The warnings about global warming have been extremely clear for a long time. We are facing a global climate crisis. It's deepening. We are entering a period of consequence. Yep, emergency, emergency, emergency. Folks, it's the plea of tyrants. It's the creed of slaves. Nothing new under the sun. It's the same thing, different day. You know, it's interesting because you look at guys like Al Gore and the fraud that he's attempting to promulgate. Global warming, climate change, climate disruption, it's all man-made. See, they just want to create a new tax to further suppress the American people, to oppress the American people, to enslave the American people through more stupidity. H.L. Mencken said, the urge to save humanity is almost always a false front for the urge to rule. He's exactly right. As a matter of fact, speaking of old Alfred, do yourself well, friends, to serve yourself with some knowledge and truth that liberates you from guys like this. And his 2007 Nobel Prize acceptance speech. That's why, by the way, yesterday I talked about it a little bit. Nobel Peace Prize, Academy Awards, Oscars, Grammys. They have no more credibility, friends, because of who they are awarding. And they only reward their own. Okay? But in 2007, Nobel Peace Prize acceptance speech, Al Gore predicted that the polar ice cap would be gone by 2013. In fact, the North Polar ice cap grew by 60% between 2012 and 2013 to its greatest extent since 2006. Now, in saying that, friends, I was just asking you the question right before the end of the last segment. Do you remember when Washington's con men and con women were attempting to throw global warming onto Americans? Do you also remember that it was fit for the Lord to give witness when when record-setting massive snow fell during the same exact period? I remember like it was yesterday, and it was like first thing that came out of the mouth of babes and sucklings is perfected praise. I said, thank you, Lord, with a smile on my face. When Washington's con men and Washington's con women that you accept were attempting to throw global warming onto Americans, guess what? The Lord gave witness with record-setting massive snow during that same exact time period. As a matter of fact, I went back and did a little homework. The Washington Post reported what the massive snowfall in Boston tells us about global warming. It was the whole East Coast, by the way. The snowfall in Boston lately is simply insane, it was reported, with all-time records for snow within a 14-inch, 20-inch, and a 30-day period. Just within a 30-day period. 14 to 20 inches. Funny how that works, isn't it? See, that's what Luke 12:2 tells us. There's nothing covered that shall not be revealed. There's nothing hid that shall not be made known, friends. It's all made manifest because the Lord, the Spirit, folks, and His law is always perpetual in the Spirit, exposing crime. And again, He looks to His church to enforce the law against the crime. That's a mercy of the Lord to expose the crime and the criminals. Furthermore, inconsistent, wavering, contradictory meteorologists and scientists, by the way, science is the study of creation. It's interesting how scientists want to take praise unto themselves for what God created, but they want God out of the way. Read Colossians 2:8. But again, keep in mind, inconsistent, wavering, contradicting meteorologists and scientists can't even accurately tell you what the weather will be like this afternoon or tomorrow. Matter of fact, where I live, 98% of the time they are incorrect. Yet they want you to listen to what they have to say, unquestionably. All right. I mean, folks, some folks want you, like these people, want you to give ear to those who want to tell you what is going to happen to the earth if you don't give them more of your hard-earned money through a new tax. Because at the end of the day, friends, that's what it's all about, as you're about to hear. Stephen Colbert, he's another reprobate. But in his confusion, he blurted the truth out too. He said that he believes in global warming after Al Gore's movie made money. He said the market has spoken. Of course, there you have it. He just told you what it's about. I believe in global warming after Al Gore's movie made money. The market has spoken. What has spoken? Man, I wish these people would listen to what I have to say in all sincerity. What is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? What is it for a man to gain the world and yet lose his own soul? Hey, listen, lose the world, gain the soul, right? When you look at hearses, friends, you don't see luggage racks on the top, do you? No. Paul said that it's certain that I came into the world with nothing, and it's certain that I'll leave the world with nothing. It's covetousness. Read 1 Corinthians 6:9. The covetous will not inherit the kingdom of God. But yet they have deceived themselves into believing that they can have everything. And that for some reason or another, they're going to heaven. And it's also funny, too, when you look at Al Gore himself and what he owns. I'll get to that in just a couple minutes. But it's pretty self-explanatory what this is all about. Again, Stephen Colbert said, I believe in global warming after Al Gore's movie made money. The market has spoken. The golden calf has spoken. These be our gods, O Israel, said the children of Israel, that departed from God. Again, speaking of fear-mongering, read, folks, what Al Gore has said himself. Take the time. Go online. Check it out. Cross-check me. He said, future generations may well have occasion to ask themselves, what were our parents thinking not to address global warming, saith he? Why didn't they wake up when they had a chance? Yeah, to their crimes, friends, they always tell you what's really going on. We have to hear that question from them now, said Al Gore. He goes on, I know that we are capable of that. Our way of life is at stake. Oh, no! Our grandchildren are at stake, said Al Gore. The future of civilization is at stake. Oh, no! Al, what do we need to do? Oh, I'm glad you asked. As we created the problem, now we want to bring in the answer, but we oppress you and we keep laying to you until you finally cry out to us to give you the answer to the problems that we created. Hello? Again, listen, William Pitt the Younger, necessity is the plea for every infringement of human freedoms. It is the argument of tyrants. It is the creed of slaves. It's the creed of slaves. How many times, friends, do you hear government say we better hurry up and do this or else? And you never see any resolve. You just see government expand. Anybody notice that? Because I have. Maybe that's why I'm on the radio. Eloquent as I am not, flawed I am, I'm still willing to say what needs to be said in obedience to the king, to keep men free if they so choose. You've heard the true statement from Harriet Tubman. They called her the Black Moses, who used to be a slave for many years, and she freed herself. She escaped. And then what she did, heroically, is went back to the plantations to tell others to break free from their slaveholders. She was asked by a reporter, it's been said that you've freed thousands of slaves. She said, yes. I would have freed thousands more had they known that they were slaves. Hello, America. Hello, America. Who's pushing global warming more than Al Gore? I'm going to come back and I'm going to tell you who Al Gore serves so you can understand what this is all about. And then I'm going to play some audio for you before the end of the hour, I promise. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933. We are live. It is hour two. We'll talk to you in a couple minutes. Be right back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. President Donald Trump says he's waiting for Democrats to come back to negotiate a deal to end the week-long partial government shutdown. National Federation of Federal Employees President Randy Irwin says many federal employees live paycheck to paycheck. They need to get back to work.
They're worried. They don't know how long this shutdown's going to go. I mean, the president's saying it's going to be a long shutdown. This is economic catastrophe for families. A lot of them that make as little as $26,000 a year. And it's just a serious situation for them.
President Trump has tweeted, either we build the wall or we close the border. DeMargo, the Republican mayor of El Paso, Texas, on how a shutdown of the southern border would impact his community.
From a commerce standpoint, we're the 10th largest port in the nation. We've got $82 billion going back and forth in imports and exports. It would be a killer.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
We are live. The global warming hoax exposed, going from bad to worse. Again, friends, the statements by Al Gore are just sickening to the core. It was the buck stops here, President Harry Truman, that said, the only way that you can get rich in politics, the only way that you can get rich in politics is if you're a crook. This might be interesting news. I'm going to play some audio for you in just a minute here, friends. Al Gore is making hundreds of millions of dollars off of the stupidity of the people. It's called greenwashing. Did you know that his net worth is $300 million? This is what's being reported, friends. As a matter of fact, it's on MRC TV, the top 12 celebrity climate hypocrites. His net worth is $300 million. He has a home in Nashville. That's a 20-room home in Belly Mead. I hope I'm saying that right. He has another home in Santa Barbara, California. Nice area. 6 fireplaces and 9 bathrooms. That's got to be pretty expensive living like that in California. And then he's got another house in San Francisco. It's an apartment, I'm sorry, at St. Regis. He's got a private jet. Not talking about his yachts and his cars. He's got a foundation. It's a nonprofit. The Climate Reality Project. These men are demented, distorted, and reprobate. His ECHO Awards, again, are a Nobel Peace Prize. Again, keep in mind, since Barack Hussein Obama, friends, they've lost all credibility. He's famous for being the Vice President of the United States of America. He's the former owner of Current TV, an actor in Inconvenient Truth. Folks, he's such a liar. Ugh. I mean, I see why the Lord said, if either you're hot or you're cold, if you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. Get that visual. Revelations 3. His notable quote was, listen carefully. Oh my gosh. No shame. No shame. I wish that I had been wrong. That's what he said. I wish that I had been wrong. I wish that I had been wrong. Folks, I'm about ready to lay the axe to the root of the tree. A Washington, D.C. resident, John Lockwood, was conducting research at the Library of Congress concerning that of global warming and came across an intriguing headline in, listen carefully, November 2nd, 1922. November 2nd, 1922, the edition of the Washington Post. It was called Arctic Ocean Getting Warm, Seals Vanish and Icebergs Melt. 1922. Now, here's the audio I'm going to play for you. It's called, it's reported by Excalibur and their report. It's global warming debunked. This is Mrs. Goldfuss advocating on the behalf of a sodomite foreigner plant by the name of Barack Hussein Obama, advocating for global warming. And I want you to listen because the guy that was heading up the committee already had her number called. He was there to call her bluff. And again, friends, she sits there with a smile on her face. Now listen carefully to this.
The you're obviously addressing something that you're very seriously concerned about. I noted on November 2nd, the Washington Post carried this report. The Arctic Ocean is warming up, icebergs growing scarcer, and in some places the seals are finding the water too hot, according to a report to the Commerce Department yesterday. Reports from fishermen, seal hunters, and explorers all point to a radical change in climate conditions and hitherto unheard of temperatures in the Arctic zone. Exploration expeditions report that scarcely any ice has been met as far north as 81 degrees 29 minutes. Soundings to a depth of 3,100 meters showed the Gulf Stream still very warm. Great masses of ice have been replaced by moraines of earth and stones, the report continued, while at many points well-known glaciers have entirely disappeared. Very few seals and no whitefish are found in the eastern Arctic, while vast shoals of herring and smelts, which have never before ventured so far north, are being encountered in the old seal fishing grounds. Within a few years, it's predicted that due to the ice melt, the sea will rise and make most coastal cities uninhabitable. Is this a crisis you're referring to?
It is a crisis we're trying to address.
How long has this been reaching a critical condition?
I'm not sure how you would define a critical condition. I think we are seeing the impacts now, and this guidance is a tool that agencies will be able to use to provide us information on how
specifically to address the catastrophic warming that this report refers to.
I'm not familiar with that specific report.
Well,
but I can
perhaps the reason is because it was November 2nd, 1922 that the Washington Post carried this article. I think we can agree that global warming's been going on for a long time. It's been going on and off since the last ice age. In fact, I attended the
president's address. Okay, so what he was doing, she thought that he was high-fiving her during this hearing. He reads the article from November 2nd, 1922. You can hear she jumps on the bandwagon. She feels comfortable with what's now going on until he tells her that this article is from November 2nd, 1922. Is she abashed? Is she ashamed? Absolutely not. Because she knows what it's all about. Nobody believes it, friends. Nobody believes it. Just like so many other things that are thrown on you, the only people that believe it are the ones that are paying for it, and that's why you're paying for it. They don't believe it. But yet the American people believe it. How ridiculous, how embarrassing for mankind. Folks, she wasn't ashamed. She wasn't sorry she was there. Matter of fact, she keeps going on and she tries to justify it by deflecting and stonewalling what he's saying. This commissioner doesn't let her get a word in edgewise because there was nothing legitimate she could say. And he was exactly right. He's reading from an article in November 2nd of 1922 in the edition of the Washington Post America called Arctic Ocean, Getting Warm, Seals Vanish and Icebergs Melt. What was it? What were they selling? Fear. We better hurry up and do something. Back in 1922. You look at the mainstream media, friends, it goes back and forth. And by the way, they are selling this to your kids in public schools as gospel. They're selling this to kids in public schools gospel, and it's criminal. It's criminal. I mean, folks, you call it what you want. You go ahead and pander. You go ahead and patty cake with criminals all you want. But let me just cut to the chase and let you know it's crime. Now, you can just act like it's harmless until you're taxed again for something that you didn't know you were being taxed for. You're already taxed to death in so many different ways, America. And I'm not I'm not a tax protester. I pay all of the taxes that I'm required to pay. But America, enough is enough. Enough. How much of your money is being reallocated to illegal programs that you have no idea that you're paying for? Folks, you are now, all the while knowing, Senate, all the while knowing organizations like Planned Parenthood and what they do and what they advocate, which are only there to circumvent monies given to it by the federal government to campaign for their favorite politicians that they want to keep in power so they can keep rolling. America, you're paying for abortion. I didn't know that you agreed to that. No, most people haven't. Matter of fact, you were told by Donald Trump, for example, that he's going to put a stop to that. Well, in fact, just friends, 2 months ago, he signed another bill giving over $500 million to that of Planned Parenthood. Doesn't matter what they do. You just care about what they say. Shame on you. Right? Well, he's better than the last guy. Well, really? How do you justify that? 1-866-582-9933. What you just heard was a woman being called out for an article from 1922. Did you also know that in 2007, they took another article, they resurrected that article in an attempt, friends, to run a similar article of that of 1922. I was just telling you, America, you know, back in 1922 was global warming, and then not too long ago, 20 years ago, they put on the front page of Time magazine a picture of a penguin talking about how America's going to, the world's going to freeze over if we don't hurry up and do something about it. Now they're back to global warming again. What do you think it's about? And there's confusion of face because your face is no longer fixed on the author and the finisher of your faith. A double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways, the Bible says. Let not that man receive anything from the Lord. He won't. It's just so far out there now. The original source of the story resurfacing in 2007 was distributed by Inside the Beltway column of August 14th, 2007. The newspaper article was located in the Library of Congress archives by James Lockwood. The wording was very similar, friends. Very similar. The talking points are always going to be the same. This is what you need to come to terms with. The talking points are always the same. They create the problem. They want you to cry out to them so that you give them the answers to the things that they themselves don't even believe in. Ah, my goodness. Be liberated, friends. Be liberated. I'm going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933. Final segment coming up on the other side of this break.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I'm Terry Hurlbut, and I run Conservative News and Views. Bradley Dean is one of my most valuable contributors. He's honest, forthright, pulls no punches, and tells people what they need to hear, whether or not it's what they want to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down, drmillersclinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or drmillersclinic.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. A way of piggybacking off of what we've been talking about. We have, folks, their own are not timid or afraid to attack their own. Conan O'Brien said, Al Gore announced his finished up, and he is finishing up a new book about global warming and the environment. Now listen carefully, because the truth is being told through this joke. He said, yeah, the first chapter talks about how you shouldn't chop down trees to make a book that no one will read. You know, it's interesting that he would say that, because what I was talking about earlier, friends, is the fact that these awards, these Oscars, these Nobel Peace Prize awards, these Grammy awards, they're all bought and paid for. These New York Times bestsellers, they're all bought and paid for. He just told you how this works. From a book that no one will read. Yesterday I'd shared with you, being in the Christian metal scene for years, and the metal scene in the world prior to that, it's interesting to note that we played with a band called Guardian back in the 90s, late 90s. And he told the truth. They were voted the number one Christian band in the country. They had a gold record somehow. And he had told the people that showed up for the show that, I just want to tell you, this is all bought and paid for by the record companies. Yep. It's all bought and paid for by somebody, friends, but the illusion is that you believe it. The deception is that you believe that everybody else is buying their material. No, not at all. I was in L.A. when the movie Brokeback Mountain came out. Just a complete flop, friends, in the theaters. You know, they were trying to advocate homosexuality. People aren't for it in this country. But the media promotes it like everybody's about it. Well, if you accept it, guess what? You are, one way or another. Well, when that movie was out, they were talking about all the Grammys that they were nominated for. This was before the movie even came out. So what did they want you to do? They wanted you to go see, why was this movie nominated for so many Grammys? When it wasn't even out yet. Well, at this particular time, it was out, right? And it flopped in the movie theaters. Folks, it's the same thing with any politician. I remember, as a matter of fact, I remember we were in Washington, D.C., and we were told, again, through the mainstream media, how the right just loved George W. Bush and Laura Bush. Oh, they just had the overwhelming support of the American people. No doubt, right? And I remember when we were in Washington, D.C., we were driving by a book signing with the First Lady. I wish my wife was down here right now. I don't think there was 20 people there, friends. I don't think there was 20 people. It's like when you were led to believe that there was so much support for Hillary Clinton to become the president of the United States. It's all contrived. Folks, when she started her campaign in Iowa, there was 14 people that showed up out of 22. The rest were the media and their circus to continuously create, folks, this stir in the air of deception that you might believe what they have to say. It was like even when it was the same thing with Barack Hussein Obama. He didn't have so, folks, in Wisconsin, I remember when Barack Hussein Obama was running for his second term. And it was reported by the mainstream media in Wisconsin that 18,000 people showed up in support of Barack Hussein Obama, you know, staying incumbent for another term. Well, thank God we got people out there that are willing to look into the facts. There was only 5,000 seats in the arena, friends. Remember when he ran for his second term in Florida? They had, I believe it was a 55,000-seat stadium. They were giving away free tickets. And they canceled the 55,000-seat stadium because nobody was taking the tickets. So they broke it down to what? A 20,000 seat stadium. And then they blamed the weather. And then they asked the meteorologist in that local area what the problem was. And he said, I don't know. He goes, it's fair weather. There should have been no issue. They couldn't fill the seats. And if you remember right, friends, they didn't fill the seats. The whole back half of the room was empty. But the media was there to report that everybody was there in support of them. Cause the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of them than there really is. And it goes on and on and on with all of this. And it's important that you understand, friends, just because you're told that it's the number one movie or it received a Grammy Award or a nomination, it doesn't mean anything, friends, except that somebody paid for it to get your curiosity stirred up to go see the movie or to listen to their album. It's absolutely crazy what's happening in this country today, even with what's going on. Just the other day, which coincides with everything I'm telling you right now, friends, it's interesting how my in-laws were asking me yesterday, what are people listening to? And I said, well, I really don't know. I'm not really paying attention to it. You know, I'm doing what I'm doing on the frontier with the radio and being out there, giving the message when opportunity arises. And I said, but I can tell you this. I said, they keep lowering the standard. And what we did is, I said, let me show you what I'm talking about. And we went over to some music friends that we're told is selling millions and millions of albums, friends. They're doing nothing literally but promoting Satanism now. Literally. Drug use. They're promoting murder. Whatever God told you not to do. The music industry is promoting just the exact opposite. And the Supreme Court's right there to say it's free speech. Right? It is so bad. But I said what they're doing here, and it's not just with music. It's not just with actors. It's not just with the preachers and the politicians' friends. They are slowly, incrementally dumbing down the American people to believe what they're being told is true. They keep lowering the standard, friends. When you go to 1 Kings 13:33, it says this. It says, after this thing, the corrupt King Jeroboam returned not from his evil ways. Now listen to those that he promoted and placed around himself, this evil king. But made again of the lowest of the people, priests of the high places. Folks, look at the Pope. He's a heretic. Look at the evangelical church in America. For the most part, they're heretics. And yet they call them church leaders. Look at politics. Look at how corrupt politicians are today. And yet you're led to believe that they know better than you do? No, only if you drink the Kool-Aid will you believe that. But made again of the lowest of the people, priests of the high places. Whatever and whosoever he could, he consecrated him and became one of the priests of the high places. It's the same thing in the music business. The worse you are, the more they promote you. And so, folks, firsthand. And if you're really good at what you do, guess what? They don't want you to outshine those that are okay. And because of their message and they're willing to sell out, those are the ones that they promote as platinum gold artists, friends, or platinum gold silver artists in the music industry. And it's the gatekeepers that are doing this because they've been dummied down. I got a question for you. Have you been dummied down? Folks, when you're being told that everybody's listening and everybody's watching what the media is spewing out, it is not true at all. Case in point, I was talking about sodomites and their crimes and self-inflicted hate crimes today. It's my understanding on TV there's gay stuff all over, all day long, advocating sodomy. Yep, because they're demoralizing the people because they want control over you. And as long as you're accepting of it, guess what, friends? You're a part of the problem. You're an accomplice. And that's exactly what they're doing in public schools, and they've been doing it in this country for years, decades. We have to be like Joshua and hold where the Lord tells us to hold. Remember the 70 elders in the book of Exodus fell away? They fell to the delusion along with, guess who? Moses' brother Aaron to create a golden calf. And why did he create the golden calf? Because he feared the people. But notice Joshua stayed. He held his ground. He fought for his position in the kingdom of God. And he waited for Moses. He passed the test. He was the one to lead the children of Israel into the promised land. And that's exactly the church leadership represents today, is to hold to the Christ. Hold to the Christ. Don't move. Become educated. Study your founding documents after you study the Word of God. Okay? Because what's going on in your country, folks, is you are just simply being dummied down. Either we're going to accept it or we're going to reject it. It's time to resist, America. 1 John 3:18. See ya.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.